Hello, welcome to this edition of the REIT Report, Nareit's weekly podcast. I'm your host, Alan Kenny, and we're recording this on April 21st, 2016. Our guest today is Aaron Binkley, Director of Sustainability Programs at Digital Realty Trust. In honor of Earth Day, we're going to be talking about some of the ways that Digital Realty incorporates energy efficiency and other elements of sustainability into its operations. Aaron, thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Alan. It's great to be here.
So, Aaron, what would you say is the biggest challenge involved for a data center company with regard to sustainability?
Yeah, that's a great question. And, you know, I think there are really three areas that, we've taken at Digital Realty on as our focus. One is really what we would call enhanced ground design and construction and operational standards. And this manifests itself, I think, most visibly in our efforts to use sustainable third-party building certifications like LEED and BREEAM and others around the world. Energy efficiency is a big focus for us in the operating portfolio, and that has a direct impact on our customers, obviously. So that's very important for us as well, and we've made a number of commitments there that to improving energy efficiency. And third, and I think this is an interesting one that's very data center specific, is the interest in customers of ours gaining access to renewable energy to power their data centers.
Last month, Digital Realty issued a report detailing the company's efforts to cut water usage. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, and water is an area that we've increasingly been focused on as a company with a significant portfolio in California and other water-constrained parts of the country. We took on a challenge internally last year to cut water consumption in California in response to the drought. We look at it more broadly speaking as resource efficiency. I think energy and power gets most of the focus because it's the larger dollar item on the P&L. But water is certainly one that's increasingly more visible and more important. So we've been looking at ways that we can reduce water consumption, but also convert use of water from potable to non-potable sources. So using municipally supplied gray water, for instance, instead of potable water for cooling towers or landscape irrigation.
And let me ask, if you're advising another data center real estate owner or even a vendor on how to reduce consumption and boost sustainability, what are you telling them?
Yeah, that's also a great question, and it's one that we frankly get quite often from customers that are in our buildings or looking at leasing space. And we really have we systematically look at it, and we start with, not surprisingly, things that are low and no cost. Are we deploying blanking panels, and are we managing airflow properly? Are we moving the tiles around in the raised floors so that there aren't hot spots or cold spots in the IT equipment? Those are really effective ways to manage energy consumption and also performance for our customers. The other thing that we increasingly work with customers on is setting the right performance parameters in the space in terms of temperature ranges that are acceptable and humidity ranges. And with IT equipment, the broader that temperature or humidity range, the more energy efficiently you can typically operate the data center hall. So that's an area that we've increasingly been focusing on our conversations with customers, and many of them are open to that and certainly are receptive of those changes.
Well, Aaron, I appreciate your time, and thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
And many thanks to you, our listeners, for joining us as well. Please subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, and remember that you can always visit REIT.com for more on this and other real estate news and analysis. For the REIT Report, I'm Alan Kenny.